We're not just fair weather fans. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Whoa! Gross!
Hey, it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. 96.5, The Cave.
We welcome you back inside The Cave, 96.5 FM, 96.5thecave.com. It's the weekend edition. Yours truly, Ian Wentz and Jeff Bowman, hanging out on this 4th of July weekend. Hope you're having a great, safe 4th of July weekend. And as promised, we got to work, went on the phone lines, and we have on the line with us athletic director at Hudson High School, Jeremy Beal, on the phone with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So the big news in the last week or so is the NCAA, is the move that Madison's going to make, not this year but next year, to make the move to the NCAA.
That's bigger news than the Big Ten and Pac-12.
It's right up there. So, sort of what went into that decision? Was it more of a, you know, Madison looking to move, or the NCAA looking to replace Columbia Central?
You know, I think a combination of the two factors, and, you know, the fact that it's just a natural fit. I mean, it's a great move for both Madison and for the NCAA. You know, we can't fault Columbia Central for going to the Cascades. Geographically for them, it's a good fit. And, you know, for the last few years, they've struggled to compete in the NCAA. But for us, Madison was a no-brainer. And as soon as we kind of got inklings, I mean, to be honest with you, we would have gone to 9 to pick up Madison when we knew that they were looking to move, simply because, you know, we've thought for a couple of years that they were an NCAA school based on, you know, their enrollment, their geographics. They're a perfect fit for us. And from a competitive balance standpoint, you know, they offer what we offer, and they offer it very well. They've got some very competitive programs. So, you know, for us, it was a no-brainer at any point in time. Had they been looking to move to the Cascades, we would have been very, you know, very motivated to keep them in the county and keep them with the NCAA. So, you know, we look at it as a win-win for the NCAA, for Lenawee County, and for the community in Madison.
Well, looking at that, Jeremy, you know, you mentioned the Cascades, and they've grabbed a few, and even more with Jonesville and Homer, and they're really expanding their footprint. Is that any thoughts with the NCAA being able to do that, especially with kind of the TCC possibly, you know, having a lot of issues with the eight-man and different, you know, with Madison pulling out as well? Thoughts on maybe expanding? You know, you said 9. Is there some thoughts on, you know, doing maybe what Cascades is doing, trying to grab a few more teams, especially, again, in TCC, teams that are still keeping the 11-man football?
You know, I would never say never, and you're really hard for me to hear. I think I got your question, but
all right, sorry about that.
I'd never say never, but I think right now we're set at 8. You know, for us to go above 8 would have to be, you know, just the right combinations of schools, and we've thought again for a couple of years that Madison was that right fit for us. Outside of that, I'm not sure, you know, geographically or from an enrollment and competitive standpoint, that there's a great fit. I think we're pretty good at 8 right now. Again, with the current climate of, you know, the leagues around us and things that are happening, you know, it's almost a daily basis that you're reevaluating. And it's really been, you know, for Steve and me and then some of the other ADs in the NCAA, this has really been, you know, like an everyday conversation for the last 6 months. As soon as the Cascades, you know, said that they were looking at expanding and what that meant for us and what we had to do. But at the end of the day, we feel pretty good about being at 8, and we met on Thursday as NCAA ADs and, you know, kind of confirmed that and reaffirmed that with everybody that, you know, with Madison in, 8 is a really good look for us. I think we feel that in the next couple of years we're going to see all-in playoffs for football. Don't know really what the model or the format's going to look like, but I think we're pretty confident that at some point all-in is coming, and your week 9 is going to be your first round of the playoffs, at which point, you know, to go to 10 would be very problematic. You know, I mean, then who are you not playing in your league, or how do you set that up? So, you know, again, never say never, because the current climate is pretty crazy. You know, we've seen a lot of change, but if we can hold steady at 8, we feel we have a very competitive and balanced 8-team league, and we would love to be sitting there.
Talking with Jeremy Beal out at Hudson, as it is now, your school is the smallest in the NCAA, correct?
It is,
in terms of enrollment?
We're smallest by about 100, maybe. I mean, you know, in that ballpark.
The one school that's been on my mind since Madison is going to join the NCAA, and the one county school that sort of seems in limbo, sort of left out, that's still doing 11-man is Sand Creek. Now, I know it's not your business to worry about what the Tri-County is doing. You know, was there consideration there, or are you hearing what the next move for them might be? Because the Tri-County, football-wise, is slowly becoming eight-player football, and they're still pretty strong at 11.
You know, absolutely. And that's, again, one of those things where, we know the strength and the tradition of, Sand Creek's athletic programs, and, I would throw Whiteford in there as well. Schools that have competed very well with LCAA schools from the Tri-County. I think on our end, we would be interested in just seeing what happens in the Tri-County's conversations with the track and, that Northern Ohio League that they're in conversation with, and just kind of seeing how that plays out. One of the things that, we've repeatedly said, and, as a league, is there are some very good teams in the Tri-County Conference. We've got to make sure that we've got the right fit before we would change basically our identity as a league, because, when you go to 10, again, with all in playoffs, you start to change things. When you go to 12, you're really changing your league. You'll see kind of what happens with Addison here in the Cascades in the next couple of years as they go to divisions. Some of the schools that Addison's played forever, they're going to see every other year or every third year in football, or maybe only once a year in basketball, depending how they lay their things out, their schedules. And for us, we don't really want to be in a situation where Hudson and Onsted are in different divisions, and all of a sudden a school that we've played forever isn't really on our schedule that much. So, those are things that we've tried to be very mindful of is, we like where we're at as a league. We don't want to lose, some of the competitive balance that we've had and some of the rivalries that we've had. And we just want to be very purposeful in how we look at expansion or we look at, what that means for our schools that have been here and been with us. So, again, would never rule out Sand Creek, would never rule out Whiteford. Certainly, from a neighborly standpoint, would look at taking care of them if they were in a rough situation league-wise. But also very willing to just sit back and be patient and kind of see how these conversations take place because, I mean, if you take Sand Creek, at some point, where does that leave Morenci? Or where does that leave some of the other schools in the league? So we're just going to kind of see how this plays out, and hopefully it works out well for everybody.
Well, Jeremy, can you hear me at all this time?
Yeah, I hear you a little bit better.
All right. And one of the things when you're talking about all that, too, I think that when Erie left and you got Clinton back in, I think that really, and now bringing in Madison, I really think that, again, shifts the balance again a little bit. And I think especially with adding Clinton back to the rivalries that they used to have years ago, I think kind of makes the league a little bit better overall again with bringing them back and now bringing a Madison. And it really, kind of solidifies, as you said, not really worrying about bringing anybody else in, because I think where you're at right now is pretty good.
Well, it is. And, the thing we said, in sport after sport, it's a gauntlet where, there's a lot of schools out there that could compete with any of us, but can they compete week after week after week? And is that what, their teams and their communities really want? Because, again, it's one thing to play an LCAA school, in a non-league game. It's another to go week after week after week and play two games a week in some sports. And, it can be tough. And again, I don't want to sound arrogant, but I'm an LCAA guy. I mean, we're a founding member of it, and we believe in the league, and we believe in some of the things we've done the last couple of years. The Clinton for Erie Mason worked out very well for us. The Madison for Columbia Central, I think we're going to be sitting here in 5 years and say, hey, that worked out very well for us. And we feel like we're building a league that, at the enrollment and the divisions we play at, is as good as anyone around. And that's not for everybody. There's some very good athletic departments out there that doesn't work for. So for us, we want to make sure that we have good fits and we're not creating scenarios that are going to end in failure just because it doesn't work, just because it's hard for some people to to jump into that and be all in and compete week after week. And, you know, so in some ways we see ourselves in Hudson, I mean, it's kind of an anomaly that we're our smaller school that does compete pretty well, but it works for our community, and we've done it for a long time. And one of the things that's different for us and some others is that at one point we were a pretty big school. I mean, we went through an enrollment drop, and we're kind of climbing our way out of that, but, you know, we stayed in during the tough times, and, you know, it's kind of helped us. So the LCAA is a gauntlet, and we believe that. We believe Madison is a school that can handle that and is going to match up well and is going to make good adjustments, and, you know, it's going to be a good thing for them, and we believe that it really strengthens our league to have them in.
Talking with Jeremy Beal, athletic director out in Hudson, here inside the Cave, the weekend edition. I know football drives a lot of this. You know, you have Britton Deerfield and Morenci going 8-player, really affecting things in the Tri-County. Were these decisions mainly football, or how much do the other sports, you know, impact a decision like this to move, to take a school or have a school leave, or is it mainly just the football side of it?
So I think the Cascades expansion is, you know, I don't want to say 100%, but probably 100% football driven. You know, they've got some enrollment disparities in that league with the current playoff point system. You know, I mean, you saw last year in the Cascades, Napoleon go 6-3 and not make the playoffs. And, you know, I mean, that, you know, that creates issues. You know, they've got a number of schools on the, you know, that have gone 8-man and some that are looking to go 8-man. So, you know, those are things like it's tough to find, you know, week 6 football games if you're looking without having to travel 3 hours. So I think it's a huge percentage, but the flip side of that is, you know, not everything in athletics is about football. I mean, football just happens to be the only sport that you have to qualify your way to the playoffs. So, you know, it does drive a lot of decisions because teams are sometimes on the outside looking in, or they're in bad situations where they don't feel like they're ever going to make it in. For us, the conversations we've had, we feel like, you know, we've got very good programs and very good balances outside of football in our league, and we want to make sure that we keep those, and that, you know, that's something that we're mindful about on a daily basis as we schedule and as we line stuff up. Just, you know, we've had a ton of success in football, obviously, but in some other programs as well, in some other sports as well, and want to make sure we keep that going. And again, to come back to Madison, I mean, I think that's why they're such a great fit. You know, they've had a lot of success in some of their girls' programs. I mean, certainly volleyball, softball, their track teams are very, very good. It's just a great fit for us and something that strengthens our league.
Well, and I think with that being a strong football conference that the LCAA is, and not really having anybody on the brink of being 8-man, makes it easier for you, where you have, you know, the Tri-County struggling with some thoughts because of 8-man. The Cascades, again, the same thing with 8-man, where, you know, it does force conferences to kind of really reevaluate some things and rethink what they're doing, where you guys in the LCAA don't really have to worry right now about anybody going 8-man, and it kind of strengthens your conference as a whole.
Well, it does, and it allows us to be a little more purposeful and a lot less reactionary. You know, I mean, when we're in a spot, we can have real conversations about what does 10 mean to us, or what does 12 mean to us. You know, what does it mean to us to go to 9? Not, man, if we don't, then, you know, everyone's got to find an odd bye week game somewhere. So, you know, it's allowed us some stability. Certainly we wanted to be at 8. You know, certainly we didn't feel like 7 was a good number. So, you know, we wanted to be at 8, but it allows us to just be very mindful of what it means to expand and not just, hey, we've got to do this or we're looking at very negative consequences. So, you know, it's worked out well for us, but some of the reasons it's worked out well is, you know, because we were in a good spot with 11-man football and because of the leadership of the league, was able to just kind of sit down and go, hey, here's what's best. You know, we can talk through all the scenarios. We can talk through, you know, what the pros and cons are. And in the end, we feel like we've landed in a very good spot. And hopefully that's something that remains stable for a number of years, because we feel like if it does, the league is going to be something special.
I have one more for your coach. You know, we saw Britton Deerfield go 8-player football. We'll see Morenci this year go 8-player football. We've seen what Lenawee Christian has done in 8-player football. As a sport, how can we, I don't know, is it just trending that way for smaller communities to just be eight-player football, or is it just is it a school size issue maybe, or is it just people aren't going out for football? Are you sort of the big picture is, you know, let's say BD and Morenci stay at 11-player football. We're not talking about the Tri-County sort of shrinking and going away.
No, and same conversations with the Cascades. I mean, if you're not looking at, you know, the 11-player versus 8-player issue, then the Cascades probably isn't changing. I mean, it was only like 10 years ago that, you know, the Cascades was like a fortress. You know, I mean, they were a perfect league centered around Jackson. You know, everyone was 30, 35 minutes apart. Everyone offered the exact same thing and was the exact same size. And, you know, you looked at that as a model league that no one would ever leave. And, you know, 10, 15 years later, enrollments have changed. Eight-man football has become a thing that's really gained hold in some communities where, you know, football numbers are down and enrollment's down. And, you know, it's kind of where we're at. So 100% agree. And, you know, again, go back 5, 10 years, you never would have thought that schools like Morenci would be playing eight-man football or Mendon would be playing eight-man football. It's really changed the landscape, and it's a catch-22. You know, it allows those communities to keep an identity and, you know, to keep football in their buildings. And, you know, in some cases, I think to stay afloat as a district, you wonder if, you know, for some of these schools, if they can't offer 11-man football, does that lead down the road of they don't then stay open as a high school district? You know, because as much as we at times don't want to say it, like a lot of our small communities, their identity is in their school and it runs through their sports program. So, you know, don't want to overstate that, but certainly that is a factor in some places where we've seen that. I think eight-man football is here to stay. I don't think it's going anywhere. I think for those schools that are not going to consistently offer 11-man, it's going to be a viable option. And I think just with what you're seeing in football in general, you know, some of the safety issues that have really been pushed on a national scale and, you know, some of the other things that have kind of caught hold, you know, the numbers aren't what they used to be and enrollment numbers aren't what they used to be. So it's kind of a natural trend based on the things we know.
Well, and with that, too, you look at probably, you know, the possibility of three divisions, you know, maybe going soon to eight-man. And also it affects you guys where you're going to be, whether you're D8, D7, kind of because of the shift in eight-man, it affects especially the lower rung of, you know, the schools enrollment-wise, where you're going to be set at for your football season, whether you, again, you're going to stay at D8 or go up to D7, it kind of changes that whole factor as well.
Yeah, it definitely has a factor. You know, again, you would never have thought 10 years ago that you see Lumen Christi pushing D8, you know, and now they're a small D7. And they were a consistent, you know, I mean, you go back to like the early 2010s, you know, they were a consistent D5, you know. So you're seeing 8 and 7 really grow vertically, you know, higher up, pulling more schools down. A lot of it because of, you know, the D8 schools falling out. There's two of that would have been in the playoffs that are now playing, you know, 8-man. And again, that just is what it is. The landscape's changing. I do think at some point some of this is going to stabilize. You know, I do think you'll see a third D8 or a third 8-man football division. But you know, I like we'll see that it'll stabilize, and then we'll kind of settle in, and then you know we'll kind of see what the next landscape of changes are as they come up. But you know, certainly 8-man's had a huge effect on what 11-man playoffs look like. But I think it's also had a huge effect in a mostly positive way for some of these smaller communities that have had a hard time with 11-man, being able to keep football in their building and in their district and then keep that as part of the identity of their community.
Jeremy Beal, the athletic director out at Hudson High School, we appreciate you getting on the show very late notice, but we appreciate the time and the insight into the latest with the NCAA.
Hey, my pleasure. Appreciate you guys having me.
No problem.
All right, thanks, Jeremy. Have a good fourth.
You as well. Thank you.
And there you have it. Jeremy Beal with Hudson High School, the athletic director out there in Tiger Country.